Good morning. It's 7:25 a.m. on Tuesday, June the 4th, 2019. Yeah, 7:25. I'm a little bit later than I have been, and regretting it a little bit. The sun is up. It's a little warmer. Actually, the ambient temperature is a little bit cooler, but the sun being higher means that when I'm walking in the sun, it's that much more intense. I smartened up and did not wear three layers this morning. I only wore a polo and a windbreaker. I can dump the windbreaker if I need to. So yesterday was an enlightening day. In terms of learning something about my fellow authors, I discovered that there's some proportion of people who consider themselves professional authors, professional writers, who not only don't have spreadsheet software, but don't know how to use it. And while, you know, I don't have I understand that writers use words, not numbers. But I also understand that people use numbers and words. And that not having a spreadsheet is like not having, I don't know, a left foot. It makes it really hard to walk. And I don't know. I was just blown away by this. It's creating a problem. No context for you. And some of the stuff that I'm working on now, having worked with other authors, and having them not understand that spreadsheets are useful. Even if you're not an accountant. Good morning. Lady pretty in her pink. She's got a shocking pink t-shirt with matching shorts and shoes. Today's priority is to get the problematic window well covered. We have a window well into a large exit-sized basement window. And what we don't have is a cover for it. We used to have a cover for it, but it was all cracked and broken. So I picked it up and took it away, not realizing that in the occasional torrential downpour, that window well has a tendency to fill up with water and back into the basement, which is right near my workstation, computers, etc. Etc. So generally when I notice that I need a wheel well is during a storm, and when the storm goes away, of course, I don't notice it. And I have to... The covers come in fixed sizes. I have to find the one that most closely matches, but is larger than the well I have, which means I have to go out and measure it. Which means I have to remember to go out and measure it when it's not raining. So it's one of those ADHD problems that it's something that I need to remember when I don't have any of the cues to remind me to do it. So I've written it in my priority for the day. Yesterday's priority was to write a particular scene in Cape Grace. I did not get to that scene. It's not my priority today. My priority today is get the window well taken care of before we have another torrential downpour. Because one thing I'm sure of is we're going to have another torrential downpour. It's... It's part of the new climate alignment, is that we're going to have more extreme, probably more damaging weather. Today is Tuesday. I've got a half gallon of milk to make more yogurt from. I haven't eaten the yogurt that I made last time. And although I did have some yesterday. It's probably getting to the point where I need to give the remainder of it a decent burial. Because it's been around for a couple weeks now. It's time to let it go and make a fresh batch. Ah, beautiful day. I'm humping right along here this morning. I want to get going. I want to get back. Get some stuff done. I need to find my tip measure so I can go measure that window well. Fierce poodle. Okay, eastern turn, here we go. Morning. woman on a bicycle. I don't know if you picked up the words, but I think she said, on your right, because that's when she passed me on my right. Coming up behind, didn't see her, didn't hear her. Until she spoke, and practically jumped me out of my skin. Oh, here we are. Get ready, stay with me. Monk post. So yeah, I was thinking about, I had a therapy appointment yesterday. And I talked a lot about McKee and the book I'm reading about story. And how it's really punching my buttons. It's really making me do a lot of questioning. And my therapist doesn't necessarily think that's a good thing, which I found to be an interesting response. Maybe you should put that book down for a few days. So I haven't watched it for a while. I haven't watched it for a while. I haven't read it for a while. What I've been doing is watching Umbrella Academy. It's one of those titles that have, well, it's on Netflix, that came across my timeline somewhere, and I was looking for something to watch other than politics on TV, just to get a little downtime the other night, and I stumbled on it and said, okay, well, I've heard of this, let me give it a look. It's like, really? And I got to the end of the first episode and thought, all right, well, maybe another one. And I held it at two. I didn't go completely down a rabbit hole. But I think I'm up to like six or seven now. And so that's what I've been doing instead of reading. So watching Umbrella Academy. I'm looking at it through the lens of screenwriting. Of, okay, where are the beats? Where are the things that happen? Where are the plots? Where are the plot points? And because each of the characters, each of the seven characters in the Academy has his own, her own story, has their own story. It's, there's a lot of multi-plot action going along. So, you know, one guy's, they're all trying to figure out how to prevent the end of the world. It's kind of a superhero story. But one of the members of the Academy has got, well, they've all got problems. Individual problems over and above the overarching issue of, you've got so many days till the world ends. So it's interesting to watch it unfold from a writer's standpoint, but the stories themselves are also pretty interesting. So it's like, okay, fine. Umbrella Academy on Netflix. You have Netflix or access to Netflix. I also discovered relatively recently, although I haven't really taken advantage of it, is that our cable package now includes sci-fi. Sci-fi, whatever the hell it is these days. Almost swore. Well, hell, I suppose, is minor swear, but almost F-bombed it. My language has gotten really bad. And my therapist chalked it up too. Well, are you sleeping? And yeah, actually, I've gotten some pretty good sleep since I've been back from the Netherlands.
Are you walking? And
I laughed because I said, yes, I've walked every day this month. And of course, yesterday was only the third. Well, today's the fourth. I did not walk last night. I intended to. But dinner was late. And then I watched Umbrella Academy. And by the time I got done cleaning the kitchen and dubbing around upstairs, it was practically bedtime. So I went down and did a little bit of piddling about. I actually did not get into Cape Grace yesterday to the depth I wanted to. I've got like three scenes that are sort of mid-scene left hanging because I got interrupted, and I want to go back and see if I can't find them and finish them off. And I'm walking, not talking, sorry. Anita Lewis called me on my second guessing myself about Quarter Share, South Coast, and Ravenwood. Because those are all the entry points, provide the entree into the worlds that I write in. And everybody who's a fan started there, and they all fell in love with the stories that are on their surface, in my mind these days, badly flawed. Good morning. So the interesting thing for me is to go back and look at those and say, okay, from my perspective at the moment, they look badly flawed. But clearly, I'm mistaken. Because if they were flawed, nobody would like them. And yet, for some fans, Quarter Share is still their favorite book. For all that it repeats itself, for all that it's the same thing. Not repeated three times, because there are subtle distinctions. They aren't as blatant distinctions as I might have wished. But they do tell a compelling story, because if it weren't compelling, I wouldn't have the amount of read-through that I do. I wouldn't have got the number of people who would go from episode 1 to episode 3 as often as they did back in the audiobooks days. I lost a lot between 1 and 2. If I could get you through 2, pretty much had you through the end. Lady out on her bike. Okay, I can't go in this way. I'm going to go to the back gate today because everything else is closed. So here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.